Shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com.
Welcome to episode 34 of Radio Rubber Room. My name is Dan, and I am here with my friend Sean. What's up, Sean?
Not much. What's going on, Dan?
And also, we have Derek with us. How's it going, Derek?
Hey, Derek. How's it going? How's it going?
Derek must be sleeping in there. So tonight, we have a great show. We have Midnight Suggestion with Johnny Hugel. Is that how you pronounce it? Hugel?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. And also, you brought a friend with you as well, and that's Nathan Plummer.
Hi!
Nathan, you have such an attractive voice, I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
Hey, you've done radio before, I can tell. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you call a voice for radio?
Yeah. It's very audibly appealing.
Yeah.
Is this y'all's first time on the radio?
I had a radio show at VCU for a while.
Okay.
6 episodes or so until I played some curse words and got kicked off.
We played some curse words and survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. See, you should have done it here because nobody listens to this station. So.
Oh, no one listens to the VCU station
yet. Was the technology from the 1800s?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, that's when ours is.
Did you guys actually see the board in here? It's ridiculous.
That's a board? I thought that was just like a sandwich, like a cutting board or something. Yeah.
It's instead of faders, we have pots that are like this big, man. It's like a small wheel for a toy truck.
How big are they?
They're like that.
Just so the people listening know.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yeah, that is the board that they sent the first Moore's code out on. Like 1809.
That's cool.
It is. This is a museum in here. I don't know. You look behind me as well. There's really old equipment in here. That's why people listening might be hearing a noise.
Last week, we just had cans with strings on them.
Yeah.
But we upgraded. But due to a good, like, $88 budget that they gave us, we were able to buy all of these microphones.
Nice.
A package deal.
But some cans are really nice. Like, you don't want to waste cans.
You know, you never know.
Oh, Sean collects them.
So yeah, okay.
I collect useless things.
Sure.
Things that I'm like, man, this is going to get in the landfill for, like, 40 years.
Right.
I need it in my collection.
Things like dust. Sean has a very impressive dust.
I like
to
collect sand from everywhere I've been. Because it makes me feel, you know.
Sand is always beautiful.
Yeah, I mix it together.
Yeah, it's like, all gorgeous.
Cool. So, yeah, man, we've got a great show. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break and play a song here.
But there's one more thing I want to do
before
we do that.
Go ahead.
I was really glad to hear that y'all were coming on our show. And, you know, here at our show, we like music and we support music. And we also have comedy. We support comedy, anything local. Seems like y'all support local comedy. So, John, I present you with this gift.
Oh, wow.
That I've gotten for you.
Oh, what's that?
I had no idea.
What is that?
It's a gift.
Ooh, a gift. Nice.
I'm opening
very
it.
Special.
You're going to open it?
It's a sword. I can't
it's
wait
sword.
To see it. It's going to be so cool.
Awesome.
In case you're wondering, it's a square white envelope that he's opening. It's 6 inches in square.
You're ruining this suspense. I wanted everyone to paint their own picture. It says all aboard. It's got hoops and yo-yo on the front.
Oh, nice. He knows.
Oh, is that music?
All aboard! The friendship!
Uh-huh.
Coincidentally, my grandfather wrote this, so I get half a cent for each card sold. So you guys just kind of put money in my pocket. So
yeah. We like to throw down.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this like 30 minutes long?
No, it's over. I think you can read the letter out loud if you would like for the listeners to hear.
You wrote him. You personalized it, too.
Yes, I did. I wrote it last night.
Dear Midnight Suggestion Guy, is that
what? Yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Even though I don't know your name and feel
now
it,
I do.
Okay. Do you want me to update it?
Yeah, no,
but I still don't know your name. Who are you?
Okay.
Guy.
And feel as though we were destined to meet. You like funny. I like funny. I've put on your notch.
Underwear. I put you on notch.
I've put you on notch number two on my friendship notch system. That's one notch above Dan and Derek.
You put him above us?
Derek?
Yeah.
You put him above us?
You know, colleague, friend, acquaintance.
Derek is making rude gestures towards you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean.
Thanks, Derek. I'll continue. This decision has been forever ingrained in my friendship diary, and I hope you will do the same. Thank you for gracing us with your star power.
Ooh, star power.
Remember, my bed is always warm, and I'm a good cuddler.
Nice.
XXOO, Sean from Radio Rubber Room.
Oh, that was sweet. That was sweet.
That was sweet. I like that you were like very belabored about reading his handwriting, but then I also remember that your handwriting is so bad.
I haven't written script since like fourth grade.
But it looked great. It looked beautiful.
Yeah. I like drafted it like two or three times. I emailed it and forwarded it to myself. I was like really serious.
You threw it out and you're like, no, that's not right.
All right, guys, we're going to play a song. This is Black Girls.
Wait. Just one more thing I want to do before we do that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Quote a man.
Oh, it's okay. Like Derek had his mic on. Black Girls, Get Off.
Yeah. Co. It's Radio Rubber Room Action Figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoof Co. Collect all three.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
New from Spoof Co., it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoof Co. believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoof Co.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Dolly was a small town beauty from the west. Mama knew well, but Sandy knew best. Thought the guys would start. Steve now.
is Dream Machine with Step. That's the Dream Machine, and they're playing Save the Europe show here pretty soon. I'm not sure of the date.
Tomorrow-ish?
Is it tomorrow? I think it's like Tuesday.
It was the 16th, and then it was not anymore.
Yeah, I think it was like Tuesday.
There is a Dream Machine show coming up.
Really soon, and you should check it out. Save the Yerb. It is at
Emilio's.
Bogart's. No, the
Asante's.
PBR. Yeah, that would be really cool, man. That'd be awesome.
Outside. Only right. We can stand outside.
It should just be like impromptu. We should just like rush in there. It should be like a flash mob.
That would be on point.
Yeah. That'd be cool, man. If musicians like took some kind of an initiative like that, like just started doing like flash mobs and completely inappropriate places, like run into a church during service and set up and like play two songs and get kicked out, and that'd be pretty good for the
nursing
music
home.
Thing, I think.
That's the way I feel about my stand-up. I try to do that with just like, I'll just stand there like, hey, buying a soda.
Just start telling jokes.
So what's the deal with...
You never see like somebody on the side of the road telling jokes and trying to get people to throw nickels at them.
Yeah.
You could be the pioneer of that.
Really free form.
You could have
super free
form. Tons of nickels.
Yeah.
So I like to think of myself as like the single most record store supporting individual in Richmond. Like, I have a $500 car out there. Y'all may have seen it. But I have no qualms about owning $5,000 worth of records. And
a very impressive record collection.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We could watch like an hour-long video about me. It's a documentary about my records.
Do you have it?
And autism. Yeah. And autism.
It's narrated by Morgan Freeman. But it's really cool. But anyway, so I'm at Steady Sounds one day, and I find myself having to use the restroom, and he's like, oh, go upstairs. And now I'm 6'1", and that upstairs...
I don't think that's accurate. It's
72 and three-quarters inches.
Yeah, okay.
That's almost... Anyway, the ceiling was like...
Huh? How many centimeters is that?
72 and... 7 centimeters? 153.
Are you sure you're not 6'9"?
No, I just presumed to know.
I thought you were 6'9".
That's more accurate. 6'9". Okay.
You carry yourself as a taller man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's like all these chairs set up upstairs. It said he sounds like there's a 5.5 foot tall ceiling. So like I was concussed by the time I was done. And like I came downstairs and I was talking to one of those guys and I was like, man, there's a lot of chairs. What do y'all do up there? He's like, we do like this comedy thing sometimes. And I was like, huh, that's like the most I know about Midnight Suggestion. That's what they told me. Like, it was the guy from Steady Sounds. This was months ago. This was a while ago. But like, so now I'm getting the first chance to like figure out from y'all what's going on. And I would like for y'all to describe y'all's whole show, like everything y'all stand for, in one letter, and tell me why.
One letter or less, I think. You can go less if you'd like.
One letter. We might need to talk about this.
Yeah. It's like,
they really want their letter to be chosen strongly.
So if Midnight Suggestions was a letter, would it be a vowel or a consonant?
I'd say Y.
Why?
Why? Oh, it's both, right? Oh, good.
That's a good one.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. That was good. So I was going to say K, but they're similarly.
That's a word.
Shaped.
I like K because in Spanish it's like, what?
Right.
So tell us about Midnight Suggestions.
Yeah.
You've done what, four shows now?
Four or five. I probably know more than I do.
Oh yeah.
So Dan, what
though
is
never,
yeah, Dan,
how have we done?
Dan actually knows more about it. We established this before anything happened. We established it. Dan knows everything about it. We don't know anything.
Yeah, we've done a handful of shows. Marty, who is a co-owner of Steady Sounds, moved here from New York and has some friends who are involved with comedy and interested in comedy, kind of similar to me and some of my friends. And I can't remember exactly whether he brought the idea to me or I brought the idea to him, but basically they had this awkward, as you described, a space above that's kind of a loft type above their office. And he described it as the perfect place to do something. And we together came up with this idea that we would start a comedy night. And it was his idea to call it the Midnight Suggestion. He said, he came to me and said, I want it to be called the Midnight Suggestion, and it's going to be hosted by Grant Mudge, who
No one really, individual.
He's very mysterious. Mm-hmm. I think he's been working out of some lounges. He's type of a loungy entertainer, if you will. It would be a stretch to call him a comedian. but yes, he's a great host. He usually dresses to the sixes or sevens. Ruffle tuxedo.
Does he drink like scotch on the rocks?
Sometimes he drinks Corona, martinis. So Grant is our host, and we just wanted to bring something a little bit different to the Richmond comedy scene. There's definitely a lot of different types of shows going on all around town, but I kind of identified that there's something missing in the middle, someplace that local comedians could hone a set for, whether it be 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, and hopefully try and get some out-of-town comedians through as well and present a unique show that's easy, something you don't have to worry about. Probably 12 people up there feels full. So 50, that we've been averaging about 40 or 50, and so that feels packed. People are standing or sitting on the stairs. Some people are downstairs trying to listen. Some people from the bus stop come in and, I don't know, just get out of the heat for a minute.
Right.
Sometimes they're wearing pants, sometimes they're not.
No, I was going to say, I was going to try to describe it as a sense from a performer. So, like, at first we were talking about the letter, like, I was like, oh, it's cramped because the ceiling is very low.
Cramped doesn't start with a K.
So y'all, there's no stand-up comedy. There's like crooked comedy.
Right, crooked.
Some midnight crick in the neck jokes.
Well, it's crooked, and also people are constantly stealing stuff out of your pockets. Right. Everything about it is crooked.
Everything's crooked.
This sounds fun.
That's my second favorite hobby.
Stealing.
Well, not the stealing. Putting my hands in other people's pockets.
Fair enough. It's a very like intimate. And not, you know, in the way that you might think. But no, it's very, like, it's a small crowd, and it's hot because the lights are, like, right there on you. Uh-huh. But the lighting is also very low. So it's cool. Like, when people will laugh at a joke, it's, like, almost awkward because it's kind of, like, got this quiet vibe to it. And so when someone laughs, it's like, whoa. That's, like, it's very noticeable as a performer to be, like, and when I say performer, I use that term very loosely when I apply it to myself. So I would not say I'm a real performer. But it's very cool. Like I did the first one that Hugel put on, and the night before I did a show at Strange Matter where there was like a couple hundred people, and it's like half the people there are like paying attention. The other half are there just to drink. And just to get
PBR.
Drunk,
it's just for the PBR.
Yeah, PBR, and everybody's like loud and screaming in the back, and like, It was cool. It was fun. It was like a lot of good energy. But then like to go the very next night to the complete opposite, do the first midnight suggestion, and it's like there's not even 2 dozen people there. And it's like, but everyone's paying attention.
You're selling us a little short.
All right, maybe.
Is it two dozen people. Are you performing for performers there, or is it like everyone's trying to get on and do their thing, or do you find that there's just people that are just interested and come and hang out and see what's going on?
I think it's more people that are interested. I think that, like, it's, you know, it's friends and it's friends of friends, or it's people that just happen to see, you know, flyers or see it online, or it's comedians who are friends with the people that are performing that night. And so it's a mix. I mean, it's people that are legitimately trying to be comedians, and, you know, just friends, you know.
Fans.
So someone goes up there and does their thing, and that's their 10, 15 minutes or whatever, and then it's just the next person. There's no discussion group. Like, hey.
That would make it more awkward.
Would you rate that joke? So what did you guys think of the person?
Don't tell comedy. Don't do comedy.
We actually give out that there's like iPad you get at the door, so then there's a chat room, and you go and we all post in the chat room. It's like a big forum discussion. Oh, nice. We rate the jokes on a scale of like 1 to 15. Mm-hmm.
Do you record the whole night and then listen again?
That's really cool, but I would, as you guys get bigger and more famous, you guys should think about maybe ponying up the money to put in the trap door so the iPods can like connect to that.
Right.
It could be like a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So like, if we don't like how you voted, then you're out. Is that what you're saying?
Because 30 Facebook friends in time.
Right.
Yeah, like everybody who presses thumbs down drops.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, everyone liked this joke but you, so you're out. Sorry.
All right.
Cool. So, I mean, would you say it? I hate the word showcase. I'm about to be working with a tobacco company to do something that's kind of like a showcase. I think traditionally showcases have exploited people. You know, you pay money to be a part of something. Would you use the word showcase? Because that kind of sounds like that's what it is. Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use that word. To me, that's kind of industry sounding.
It's hard to get away from it, though.
Yeah. Like,
it's
so I don't know what kind of word. People have called it, tried to describe it as a variety show, and I would even not.
What about cluster of funny?
Cluster of funny. Yeah. Can we say that on the radio?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody listens, so it's cool.
Okay, cool. I guess I would consider it that. Just tries to be something to each one is unique and that pairs kind of unlikely pairings of performers. Because in addition to straight stand-up comedians, we also have we've had improv, we've had
RCC has done musicians. Some stuff. Right?
Yeah, the RCC was on the second or third one, and they did a great bit. That was more straight up improv, but we've also talked about perhaps if someone had a character or had a sketch worked out, we could incorporate that. We've talked about some humorous readings, people who do kind of spoken word type things. So I don't know if showcase in the traditional sense of the word is right, but just some sort of cluster of funny I will go with.
Okay, cool. You Midnight Suggestions is officially a cluster of funny.
Sure.
One quick question. You can answer this really quick before we go to a song. Is it invite only? Or do the
No.
Oh, okay. So the performers, do they apply?
Oh, to perform?
Yes.
I thought you meant to attend.
Yeah.
I was trying to be quick, too.
Hey, you should have said that, because Richmond likes exclusive stuff.
Right.
Right. I'm like, yes.
It's just true. It's just us two.
Right. But we send each other a letter.
Yeah. There's a
invite
forum.
Each other, right.
There's a forum. No, not specifically. I mean, up until now, it's been pretty much people that I'm closest to, people who I've seen around town, and either I or Grant has suggested some people, and Marty from Steady Sounds have suggested people.
Cool.
And it's
by suggestion only.
By suggestion only.
You must know someone to be a part of it. All right, cool. We are going to play a song, and then we're going to be back and play a little What Am I Touching?
Derek, do you have any questions for Midnight Suggestion?
Oh, I forgot about you. Derek?
Derek?
Derek.
Derek, any questions?
Hey, Derek, you want to announce this song?
I don't know what you're trying to say, Derek.
Get some show picks?
Guess not.
Derek?
Okay. This is Control-C, Control-V by the Trillions.
Your best, not Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Somebody get the door!
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Grape cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Grape cloth is one of RVA's only hand printed streetwear brands, and we are reaching out to you to help your ideas become wearable art. We only use the longest-lasting inks and can print on anything from Gildan to American Apparel with a 10-shirt minimum. For price and inquiries, send an email to grapecloth@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter @grapecloth. Grape Cloth. Live the good life.
Love the good life.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
touch. What am I touching? That's disgusting. Slimy. Mushy.
Yes, that sounds me. That sound means that it's time to play. What am I touching?
What am I touching? Are and, you guys ready?
This is Sean.
I'm touching Nathan. Yeah.
Oh, are you? Because there's kind of distance between. What part of your body are you touching him with?
I don't have any feeling on my entire left side, so I don't know what if he's touching me at all. He could very well be.
So this is Sean's baby. He loves this.
It's Sean's baby. I already know it.
I'm sorry. That's your guess? That one slipped.
Your guess is Sean's baby.
That one slipped. Sean, do you want to direct these guys in playing What Am I Touching?
We got four items here on What Am I Touching. If you guess the item, you win the knowledge that you're smart enough to know what you're touching.
That's right.
Don't be touching things if you don't know what they are.
Now, one other person has played... Well, actually, two people played it for the Music Fest one. My boss, Tony from RVA Magazine, actually played this, so I got to let him and my roommate, Ant, we made them touch what one of them was... Should we tell them?
No, let's let him play.
Okay, we'll play. We'll play. Cool.
Now, one of y'all can do this box. We can rotate.
I say have them both touch each. I think two minds are better than one, right?
Yeah.
Whoever wants to touch this first item.
Okay.
If you have a guess, then you can guess, or you can let the other person touch
it. Or you can pass.
So there's just one thing in the box right now?
Yeah.
Yes, there's one item in each box.
And I think, should they play against each other?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Sounds great.
All right, let's.
If he was going to make me be the guinea pig, I didn't know. We'll play.
Is it conceptual, like hope or feelings or something?
Maybe.
You never know. They're
boring.
All right. Let's go. Let's get it on.
I'll go first. No. All
right. I'll go.
Feel free to get a good handful of what you're touching.
Feel around in there. What's it feel like?
It's cold.
Is it not a 15-ounce maritime mug? Because that's what the box says.
I don't think it is. Yeah, it's cold and wet and squishy.
It's bummed me out. It's bummed me out, but not what I possibly might be touching, but how you're reacting to this.
You are enjoying it, Johnny.
You can touch it if you want.
Yeah, you can
I'm not going to put my hand in there at the same time.
I feel like,
no way.
Johnny, do you...
Touch together.
Absolutely not.
Do you have a guess? Because you're almost out of time here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, wow.
I'm guessing cold, wet paper towels.
I'm sorry, that is so incorrect. Close. Incorrect.
It was actually toilet paper.
Thanks for it was used toilet paper.
Okay. That was very wet.
That's used pretty good.
Hey, Sean, do you want? All right, so
see, we can have a look.
Now you don't have to show them. I like the mystery. I like the mystery in this. So, by the way, for your own safety, I have to ask you not to lick, smell, or put any of the contents that are in the boxes anywhere near your face, tongue, mouth, or nose.
Oh, now you're telling me.
This next box is Dan's favorite.
Try not to rub it on your eyes either. So
it was very hard for me to get Dan to like give up some of his collection of this item.
Yes. Okay.
Because it's so precious to him.
It is. But I really enjoyed this.
Reach right in there. Feel around.
We've all seen the ending of Seven.
Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels so fun. Yeah. I'm going to say it is some sort of like animal hair from around Dan's house.
That's incorrect. Incorrect. Would you like to, should we pass or just tell him?
Can I take another guess? Yes. Wig? Some sort of like clown wig that you own?
It's incorrect.
Okay.
That is mixed hair.
Mixed hair.
Okay.
From several body parts.
How big is your collection?
Dan usually is flowing. He's got Mickey Bork.
Uh-huh.
He's got this awesome.
You did that just for us.
It's not the front. It's
I
not
do
the
have
front.
Chunky things under my fingernails now, so I don't know what that was.
It's the back. I have a hair cape. Duh. What I call a hair cape. It's kind of like a mullet, but it doesn't start until the bottom of my neck.
Nice.
So it goes all the way down to my ankles, though. It's kind of hot.
This one I made it after y'all were here, so it's kind of haphazardly.
You made it.
I know this one.
Where did you make it?
Be careful.
Be careful.
Cake. It's a cake.
Oh, he is
Get
sharp.
In there.
It's a little.
Maybe
there's something at the bottom. You might want to go all the way down.
I'm in it.
So wait, did we establish if anyone has ever actually won?
Yes,
I think we're all losers.
Tony did. You said that. Okay,
he
right.
guessed a gummy snake, and it was like a 3-foot gummy snake.
So you made it after we got here. I would say maybe it's wet. It's a liquid.
It is a liquid.
It
I
is liquidy.
Liquid. I believe.
What's the viscosity of it? Can you tell me?
I'd like to be the dry liquid.
It's pretty viscous. It's not. I don't feel any solid chunks in there besides what it's in.
So non-chunky liquid.
Yeah,
that's what we're going with. Non-chunky liquid.
I'm not sure. Maybe a tea. Oh. It's cold.
That's incorrect. Would you like to take another guess? A cold tea.
A cold tea. An iced tea. But
not
I would
like
say
an
coffee,
English. Would it be like an English breakfast that was like
a chamomile,
Earl Grey,
London gentlemen's,
London gentlemen,
sleepy time tea? Do I have to be specific?
Make the sound.
Celestial seasonings.
That one. It's my only sound effect.
I got it.
Eating spaghetti.
Human tea. I got it.
Mm-hmm. That is Are you? Do you give up?
I give up. Yeah.
That is beer that's been in my trunk for like a month.
It's awesome.
It's Tecate. Yeah, it's Tecate.
No wonder my fingers are burning.
Do you feel drunk now?
I didn't get to smell it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what am I touching? I'll tell you while he's getting prepared.
Okay.
So we did this last minute. We put everything together last minute today.
Uh-huh.
As
sure.
of today. The other time we had some good, we had time to prepare, and one of the things was a condom filled with mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like we should always do that. We should do that one every single week.
So
Come back?
Yeah.
I feel like we should mix it up what we put in the condom.
That's...
And next time, I have some just kind of hanging out at home. So if you
mayonnaise.
Just call
mayonnaise
me next time
or condoms,
yeah, both. Awesome. But condoms filled with mayonnaise.
We saved the best for last, Nathan.
All right,
we had quite a time trying to get that mayonnaise into that condom. By the way,
it was very slurry.
You know what? That's what she
story
said.
Of my life.
You want to get in
five,
there?
Is this five dozen
you
eggs large?
No, you have to get in there.
That's just the box.
Really, try to take your palm and like squish it down at the very bottom.
Okay. Well, there's like some sort of plate.
Okay, what's on the plate?
Okay, what's on the plate? It's like a congealed food of some sort.
<It's> congealed,
like hardened. I want to move the plate around. Hardened like spaghetti, I'm guessing.
Oh my god!
You're getting warmer.
You're getting warmer. Hardened lasagna?
No.
Yeah, you're cold. You're cold. You're really cold.
It's spaghetti.
Really cold.
Is it?
It starts. I think it has an S somewhere in the name.
I don't know what it feels like after it's been in that room for an hour.
Yeah, it's.
I guess it got.
Is it? Was it once edible?
Depends to some people, maybe, or to some beings.
Uh-huh,
might
okay.
eat it.
Beings.
So,
I gotta touch this when he's done.
I feel like if you take your palm and you squish it down, you'll really get it.
My hand is covered in chocolate.
Oh, he cheated a little. It's okay.
If you squish it down all the way to the bottom.
I like your technique there. Just get that.
He's getting all
now,
in
now kinda there. Like kinda like he's try to push it all the way down. Yeah, keep going. What
his
do you think that is?
I gotta touch this.
It's like hard and it's
I don't know. It's definitely warmed up.
Mm.
Oh, was it not that warm before?
No, it was
cold.
Way warm. It got rock hard.
Yeah, that was a microwaved candy bar that
shot.
I think it
see,
was.
See, I
would have
liked to play. What are you eating? Yeah. See, that sounds great. I love a candy bar. That sounds great. That
yeah, you don't.
Cool. I'm excited.
If you put a payday in the microwave for 30 seconds, it will slosh up.
Like my grandmother told me, like, put some Dr. Pepper in the microwave, and it's a good holiday time treat. And I grew up doing that. Oh, that's great. Put some warm Dr. Pepper. Yeah, in your mouth.
That's normal. Yeah. Very normal. Right? Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I did that. Of course, it sounds great. What kid wouldn't want to put? You put things in the microwave. Sounds awesome. First of all, second of all, it's Dr. Pepper. You get to drink it.
It's Easter. Put some Dr. Pepper in your shed. Christmas time, holiday treat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like fermented Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's Dr. Pepper wine.
So what is what happens to the carbonation when you put Dr. Pepper into the microwave?
It makes it like really strong at first. So it's like it's real crazy, like if you threw a bunch of Pop Rocks in it, but there's no Pop Rocks. So, and then it's like real crazy, and then it just like goes flat like pretty soon. Like once it starts to cool off, it's like, meh.
So you have to like chug it once it's fresh out of the microwave.
Because you want it to be scalded.
And risk like burning your esophagus.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to burn your tongue off so that you can't scream about how awful it is.
Is that why it tastes good? You're like, delicious.
Yeah.
Tastes like flesh.
Yeah, it tastes like hot sugar. Yeah, I love hot sugar.
Cool. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, are you proud of yourself, Sean?
Yes, that was a lot of fun. No winners.
No winners. No winners, once again.
Is there a towel?
Yeah, there's plenty of
you can use your shirt,
T-shirt.
Or Sean's shirt.
We got sanitizer.
No, there's a towel out there. If you want to go and grab it,
I can wait.
Okay,
you use a quilt.
You can always lick your fingers. I was just joking. Nothing in there will kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways,
you can always use the wet toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
That's a good idea. Yeah. 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 So midnight suggestions. We've talked a little bit about that. But where I really kind of found out about you guys was through RCC. I went to one of their improv shows your first day, and my friends Katie and Pyjor, David, basically told me about what Midnight Suggestions was. And so I went and I checked it out, and then I contacted you, Johnny, and through your website I found out about Strange Bedfellows.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Now that's something that the two, both you and Nathan, do together, is that correct?
That's one of the few things we do together, yeah.
Okay. Don't give him the wrong idea.
Only on the left side of his body. Though,
right, exactly. Yeah, that's... yeah. Let me make this clear. I don't have anything to do with the Midnight Suggestion, other than I was in the first one.
And he'll ride my coattails.
And I would love to ride Hugel's coattails if he does anything of note in the future.
Yeah, Strange Bedfellows came about, oddly enough, Nathan and I have known each other for like 10 years.
1,000 years.
12 years, maybe. We were roommates for about 5 of those.
One bedroom?
Yeah. One bedroom, of course.
One bed.
Strange Bedfellows is a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
So basically, we've always shared kind of a similar interest in comedy and we like similar shows and movies and found the same kinds of things funny. And around the same time, he's an English major. I was not, but we kind of both were interested in doing writing of different types. But due to whatever various factors influence you, we never came up with anything to really work on together that really clicked.
Uh-huh.
And around the same time, Dave Garland, who I've also known since high school, from growing up in Northern Virginia, who I knew was a very funny person, and then sometime after moving to Richmond, he decided to start doing stand-up, and then now performs as David Murray Garland, is quite the... there's quite a name around that, and there are a lot of...
Related to any relation to Judy Garland, by chance?
Huh.
Yes, that's his fifth aunt.
Oh, nice. Huh.
I've been wanting to work or find some way to work with the two of them, and then Dave introduced me actually to, he was probably 20, or maybe he was just 21 at the time, John Reeves, a young upstart, as they might say, who was doing stand-up as well at Cafe Diem and Strange Matter and some of the other places around town. And I found it kind of odd that some 30-year-olds were hanging out with a 20-year-old, but... that he definitely fits into any group and is one of the more energetic and enthusiastic people that I had met recently. And
John Reeves, is that who you're talking about?
That would be John Reeves.
That's because he won't shut up.
I'm sorry?
He won't shut up.
Oh, he won't shut up.
It's good to have somebody with all that energy full of piss and vinegar involved in a scene, man, because it motivates the older people who are kind of jaded.
It's
you
true.
Know? Like, he reminds you of where
I
you
would
were
not.
From.
Downplay his involvement in that he kind of inspired or was the glue maybe that held us all together. But he also is the thing that I want to shut up. And there's sometimes when I just don't need to hear about his new joke or whether some girl is hot or not or someone walking down the street, what they're thinking at any one time. So the four of us started brainstorming about what we could do and to film a short film or a web series or something, and came up with the idea of Strange Bedfellows. And I had an open bedroom in my house at the time, and so that kind of led to us coming up with this idea that the three of them, Nathan, Dave, and John, all live in this one bedroom together, from which they also create and film a late-night talk show called It's You, Not Us. And then the show Strange Bedfellows follows them on their adventures to get this talk show within the show made every week. So we've done one called The Mug. It's up on Vimeo, Funny or Die.
It's funny.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah. What kind of a response have you guys gotten from Funny or Die?
Man, it's bizarre in that we put it up on Vimeo. It took a while to get the first one done. But we put it up on Vimeo in June or so and got a good amount of hits. But it took a while. It took a month and a half or so. And then putting it on Funny or Die about, like I said, a month and a half later, I said, oh, this should be on Funny or Die as well. So we put it up there. And for whatever reason, that really clicked with people, especially our friends. And so people started telling me, oh, I saw the show that you just did. And I don't know if it's something having to do with the name Funny or Die, being attached to that brand made people really want to watch it. But we got a couple hundred hits right away in a lot shorter period of time.
I've got to say, I was one of the first to view it on Vimeo.
Oh, nice.
I'm not into brands. I don't know if you guys noticed that. My show is called Radio Rubber Room.
Right.
Cool. Well, let's play a song. Mark Hershon with Succotash, the comedy podcast. Also a freelance writer for Jay Leno. He's the one who writes the really funny stuff. And he does a bunch of other things. He's going to call in and talk to us a little bit about the comedy podcast. So we'll be back with him and more with the guys from Midnight Suggestion.
Derek, what song is this?
Oh, Derek has held up a sign that says, this is Downbeat Switch Castaway live on Radio Rubber Room.
You're not going to say what else that should be?
I mean, this is Psycho Billy Cadillac. Derek, he, even when he's not talking, man, he's bad at his job. So.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama's going back to square one after Congress kept his jobs bill from becoming law. In his weekly address, the president voiced his disappointment with Senate Republicans.
Every idea in the jobs bill is the kind of idea both parties have supported in the past. The majority of the American people support the proposals in this jobs bill.
The Occupy Wall Street movement is entering its fifth week and still spreading. Organizers say protests were held in cities worldwide on Saturday. In New Orleans, protester Scott Kahn says the movement is helping to focus people on issues rather than political labels.
When you identify with the label your whole life and then you come to understand that, you know, just because you align yourself with a particular political party, they might represent, you know, X amount of percent, but it's not 100% of who you are and what your ideas are.
Tens of thousands of people turned out across Europe to protest corporate greed and social injustice. Police in Rome blame anarchists for violence that disrupted an otherwise peaceful protest. After a nearly two-month delay, the Martin Luther King Jr. National Memorial will be dedicated in Washington, D.C. on Sunday.
It's going to be a huge celebration, a big event, lots of stars coming out. You'll hear from civil rights leaders like Jesse Jackson, Andrew Young, John Lewis, people who knew King. You'll hear from his children, Martin Luther King III and Bernice King.
CNN's Athena Jones in Washington. There's been a big fight between inmates at a prison in Matamoros, Mexico. Authorities say 20 people were killed. A cashier at a fast food place in New York has been charged with felony assault in a confrontation with two unruly female customers. Video of the incident shows one of the women slapping the cashier, then climbing over the counter. The cashier then runs into the kitchen area and returns with a metal object and repeatedly beats the two women. For news anytime. Go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe talking about the Big Tire Event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the Big Tire Event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a Big Tire Event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate price, $20.99.
And we are back on Radio Rubber Room, and we've got Mark Hirsch on from Succotash, the comedy podcast on the phone. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Mark, we're glad to have you. I'm Sean. I'm one of the hosts of the show.
Okay.
How are you doing?
So, Mark, you do Succotash, the comedy podcast, and you've been doing it for, you've done 11 shows currently, is that correct?
Yeah, just put the, laid the 12th one down yesterday. My producer, Joe Polino, is editing it together, and it'll be up this week. So, we're on a bit of a slow schedule, unfortunately. I'd like to do it a little bit faster, but he and I both have other work we're doing, so it's kind of when we can get to it.
Yeah, you have. I read an interview, as a matter of fact, on Canada's Marketing Magazine, and it said that you do about ten projects at a time. Is that correct?
Well, that's actually just for the company I work for, which is Lexicon Branding. Yeah, that's the work I do in the real world, create brand names for products and companies and services and things like that. So. That keeps me pretty busy, but I've got a lot of other irons in the fire as well.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually I am an accounts manager for a magazine here, so I help work to develop brands in Richmond. So it seems that we have a lot in common, Mark.
We do. Some of the names I've created are fairly well known household names, which makes the work pretty interesting. I helped to create the BlackBerry name, for instance, and the Swiffer.
Wow.
Dasani Mineral Water.
You were inspired by a Native American book that you had picked up.
That's right. It was we were trying to find something a little different, and ended up using some Navajo words and phrases and things like that. So it's pretty interesting work. I've been in and around the world of comedy longer than I've been branding things. I started back in 1979, I guess, helping out with the San Francisco stand-up comedy competition. I've not been able to get out of the comedy business since.
It's not a business that I personally would want to get out of. I have some guys, they are from the Midnight Suggestion. They do a comedy night once a month here in Richmond. They're really good for the local comedy scene. But I'd really like to talk to you about Succotash. You have an interesting format. Can you explain the comedy podcast to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I was, there's so many comedy podcasts, and I have a lot of friends that do them, and I wanted to just kind of do a straight comedy one, but everyone sort of covered the gamut as far as the things I wanted to be doing, and I realized, hey, you know, there's nobody really sort of pointing people at comedy podcasts in general, so the show is really just playing clips from podcasts that are out there, and I try to keep them as current as I can. Sometimes some people are putting them out so quickly you can't really stay on top of their shows, but I figured it was a good way to kind of present a sampler for people just getting into the podcast business, and also kind of help people know, hey, here's some stuff you might not have heard of before. To be honest, I my first vision was to create sort of a version of The Soup, you know, from television, where we would kind of, you know, play some really bad podcasts and just make fun of them. But the truth of the matter is the podcast industry is still so young that I felt it would be sort of doing a disservice by kind of smashing people that are really just trying to get this thing started. So instead, it really comes across as more of a sort of a celebration of the comedy podcast and generally really try and point people into the direction of some things they might not have heard before.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it. And just to let you know, Derek, actually, I download every episode. Sometimes I don't have the time to listen to them. But when I do, it's always very enjoyable for me. Derek, on the other hand, not only listens to every episode, but he also stalks the guests that are on there. So
I think we're in danger of starting an entire stalking party, because I hear guests on other shows that then I try to go after, like, I'm trying to nail down Mark Maron and Ian Black right now.
Yeah, those are big names. And recently, Doug Benson actually contacted you through Twitter. Did you guys have a good conversation in 160 characters or less?
Let's just say we had a fruitful conversation for him. He said that he wanted to know whether I had asked permission to play clips from his show. Doug loves movies. And the fact of the matter is, when I first started out, I actually was asking some people. I asked Marin, and I asked Greg Proops and some other people. I mean, they're all people that I actually know, and they said, sure, go ahead. So it seemed okay, but, you know, I've been in the radio business for a long time as well, and the fact of the matter is, you know, with fair use policies in this country, you don't actually have to ask permission to play things. But he asked
Which
me
is
to
great.
Not play. Yeah, I think it's terrific. And why somebody would not want you to want to play your clip on the air seemed a little crazy. But his explanation was that he does long-form material, and he thought it didn't hold up well playing a clip from it, which I think is a little bit absurd, but he didn't want it played. So I went back in, I took out the clip we had in that episode, and as I have said on several other interviews, I've said, you know what, that's just one more podcast I don't have to listen to every week.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like the Sklar Brothers, for instance. You played a clip of their podcast, which I love their every time they're on the radio, I love their Cheap Seats, which was great, sports. And then I got to hear their podcast, which brought me over to their podcast, which
it's not a bad, it's a good thing that you're playing these clips. And, you know, though I can understand why he might not want to butcher his whole, you know, the length of his material, the nature of your show is more to present, you know, a bit of it to encourage people to come and listen to the whole thing.
And the irony was the clip that I actually played, because I was sensitive to that, was actually he had a couple of guys on that were talking about a screenplay writing book. And the clip I played was really more them talking about their book, and he interjected a few things, but it wasn't like I was cutting into some sort of Doug Benson material when I did it. So he, I don't think he ever listened to the clip. But
gotcha.
That's, you know, that's fine. That's what gives me more time to play guys like the Radio Rubber Room.
Awesome. I would love for, I'd love to get it. You actually played a clip on our show, which was great. It was great, and we are so appreciative for you doing that. So it's really an honor being able to follow you and see what you're doing with a great comedy podcast that also has guests on your show in between the snippets that you play. For instance, you've had Kelly Carlin, who is the daughter of George Carlin, who Derek is currently stalking.
Okay, well, you know what? I set that up, and I actually got to meet her once when she was playing a gig up here in Northern California. But before that, I actually met her through Twitter. I just said, "Hey, Kelly, this is Mark, and we know these so and so people in common." And then she ended up playing a spoken word gig in the San Francisco area. So I talked to her very briefly, and then I, you know, again, just using Twitter, I set up the chance that I was going to Los Angeles, and she invited me to her home, and we had a great interview. So,
do you think it's possible for us to tweet famous people and get them on our show
without getting a restraining order of some sorts?
Without a doubt. I mean, it's the way I got a hold of most of the guys when I asked them their permission originally. Again, I know most of these guys, but it's not like I call them all the time, so they're on Twitter so frequently, it's just easy to just kind of get their attention.
And you've had Dana Carvey on your show as well as his brother, but you've also written with Dana.
I have. I had Dana on. He was kind enough to come on my third show, and then his brother Scott actually does the music for my show. I knew he did the music, and I'd had a theme I liked, and I just sent it to him because I didn't want to have to pay rights or rip the guy off. So I said, "Hey, can you do a version of something that sounds like this?" And he said, "Yeah, no problem." So he did that, but coincidentally enough, I'm actually flying to Hawaii with Dana Carvey tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's doing a corporate engagement in Hawaii, and he and I are working on an idea for, I don't know, it might be a TV show. I do a lot of projects with him that never sort of turn into anything. We just kind of, they end up in a drawer somewhere. But so we figure we got a 5-hour flight there and back coming and going, so we're going to work on a project tomorrow.
That is awesome. I got to tell you, I think I might be the only person, but I feel like Master of Disguise, it does sit in my top 10 movies.
So, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell him. I actually helped him write the first draft of that movie.
Did you really?
Because that's actually how, I mean, I'd known him for years from booking comedy, and then he had recently moved back to Northern California when he was thinking of that idea, and he asked me to help him because he didn't know how to write a screenplay, and I'd had some experience. So we actually wrote the first draft. My name doesn't appear on it because it got sort of, you know, taken by the studio and bad things done to it in the dark.
Of course. I bet the first one was better.
It was astounding. It was not a kid's movie.
Oh, okay. Well,
he calls it the most acid kid's movie ever made at this point.
Well, see, that's why, you know, that was one of, like, I watched it with my younger brother, so, like, at a young age, he was always quoting funny movies, so that's, like, one that, you know, me and him always, like, quote at the same time, even though he's a grown man at this point.
That's fun.
Cool. Well, I wanted to ask you about, being that you know so many accomplished and amazing comedians and people who are involved in the comedy scene, which interaction are you most proud of?
Well, that's a really good question. Because I've been around comedy for so long, it's a little bit difficult to pick out a single one. I think I've been more involved with Dana on a number of projects than anybody else. There's been a lot of people. One of my best friends, and I had him on the show as well, is Rick Overton, who's not as well known. But the guy's been doing comedy for 40 years, And he's been in so many projects. You know, people remember him from things like Groundhog's Day and Willow. He was just on a show for CBS called Chaos. And he's just done so much. And he and I have hung out for years and have written screenplays and things like that.
That was show number 6 he was on of Succotash, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I used to run a comedy club in Seattle, Washington back in the early 80s, and there was a headliner comic there, a guy named Franklin Ajay, who, if you happen to see Bridesmaids, he played Maya Rudolph's father. He was the father of the bride in that movie. But the first screenplay I sold was one we wrote together when he was headlining the club in Seattle, and Universal ended up paying us to write this screenplay, which unfortunately never saw the light of day, but got me into the screenplay business, and since then, I guess the stuff I've done the most, I've written several movies for the Hallmark Channel that have been on the air and resurface occasionally.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm curious, which one of your many made for TV movies? You have 3, correct?
That actually made it. They paid me for 6 of them, and which was nice. But
that's
they only
good.
Made 3 of them.
Which one do you think should have deserved to go straight to DVD as opposed to made for TV?
That's a good question. I mean, all 3 of them, fortunately, that got made actually did come out as DVDs, which is good because it keeps a little bit of residuals coming in every now and then. But my favorite one that never got produced was one called, I can't even remember the name of it now, but it was a Valentine's Day movie. And the idea was to cast John Lovitz as Cupid.
Oh, wow.
And it was really about his college-age daughter. Who ends up, she actually has inherited all of his abilities, and she's trying to fend guys off right and left because she's the daughter of Cupid. That was pretty good. And there's one that they're reruns this time of year. It's a Halloween movie called The Monster Makers, which I liked because it had Linda Blair as one of the stars of it. So that was kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah, so is that going to air on Hallmark this Halloween season?
I think so. I think it replays on ABC Family occasionally too. But if you do a search for Wedding Days, it actually shows all around the world, which is weird to get residual checks from Romania.
Now, do they pay you in like rupees from India or?
It all gets translated into dollars, unfortunately.
Or pennies, if you will.
Too bad England doesn't just keep it in sterling and they can just send it over for you.
I'll even take euros.
Yeah.
that would be fine.
Especially
so
now.
I have to ask you one quick question before we have to go. As you know, Radio Rubber Room is made possible by funding from the openly evil mega multi-galactic corporation Spoofco. And like us, you depend on ad dollars to make Succotash possible. Will you tell us about the Henderson Pants Company? Because we don't have that on the East Coast.
Well, I'll tell you, I did the Henderson's Pants ads as kind of just as filler when I did my first couple of test shows. And my producer, Joe Polino, and really loves doing voice work. I mean, that's how he makes his bread and butter.
He's great.
So he does the voice for Bill Haywatt, our announcer, is actually Joe Polino. And, the Henderson Pants ads are funny because we were going to have Henderson start to produce all sorts of products, and we said, let's just see how long we can do different kinds of pants. And so we literally now have some of our listeners actually send in suggestions for types of pants. So that's been keeping the dream alive, if phony commercials is any kind of dream.
Hey, have you thought about... that's all we do is phony commercials. Have you ever thought about diaper jeans? That was an invention that I pitched to Walmart, Kmart. Nobody thought it was a good idea, but I thought... I mean, think about how much time you spend actually using the bathroom when you could just, do your business as you're working. It would make the workforce more productive.
It is on the list, and you will get credit.
Yes.
When we play that commercial, which would be fantastic. Hey, if I can mention one more thing that just started this week.
Absolutely.
I got tapped by the guys over at Splitsider.com. Jesse Fox over there started a blog a few weeks ago called This Week in Comedy Podcasts. And so I'm one of 5 guys that kind of does reviews every week.
Oh, great.
For comedy podcasts. So... since you know me, I will get a little inside edge and make sure you guys show up on that vlog.
So. Oh, Mark, I love you. I've got to send you a Radio Rubberm t-shirt.
I would love to wear it.
Oh, great. Cool. Well, Mark, your blog is The Daily Grill, and that's thedailygrill.com or .blogspot?
I don't always update that very much. People are welcome to go to succotashshow.com, which is kind of a blog. If they want to see thedailygrill.com, it's got dashes in between the and daily.
Okay.
But they can go there, and that'll get them most places. I also am a blogger for Huffington Post, so my stuff goes up there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you for coming on the show. We greatly appreciate it. And you are definitely the most famous person who has ever been here with us.
Holy cow. Well, listen, guys, get me a fresh clip from your show, and I will put you up in the next episode.
I will. Thank you so much. And Mark can be heard on the Succotash, the comedy podcast, available on iTunes and also now on Stitcher Radio.
That's right.
All right, Mark, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, man.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, cool. That was really cool. So the guy is like super accomplished, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because Richmond is just such a small city, but there's plenty of funny people. He's also a cartoonist. But if you look at our paper, man, there are no local cartoonists that I'm aware of. It's all syndicated. You know? So it's weird. It's weird. But on that note, man, check out Succotash, the comedy podcast, and we're going to play a song. This is The Canary Promise, Born Again, who are playing at Baja Bean Company tonight at 10. No cover, and we'll be down there hanging out with them.
Suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band, Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Motherfucker!
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat traps scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan Mick Ramirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan Mick Ramirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
All right.
Oh, Derek's mic. Derek's awake now?
Derek? Hey,
so while we were on break, Nathan was a little upset that I said that Mark was the most famous person we've had on the show. So I apologize, Nathan. You are the most famous person.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be on a plane to Hawaii tomorrow with Dana Carvey, and I'm going to be serving plates of food to people who take planes to Hawaii tomorrow. So those are the worlds that you bring together.
Nice.
But those people may be masters of disguise.
I serve I serve plenty of food myself.
Yeah, there you go.
So what are the more interesting acts that y'all have seen at the Midnight Suggestion?
At the Midnight Suggestion. Well,
Ben Cronenberg.
We were lucky enough to, or I've been lucky enough to hook up with a few, not literally hook up in the way you're thinking, but digitally through the internet.
It's straight if they don't have feeling on that side of their body, so it's cool.
Right.
Through the internet, kind of met a few different comedians. Ben, I actually met at a show in D.C., and then I had him helped get a show for another Richmonder, Sarah Schaefer, former Richmonder. She was
from Midlothian, right?
Yeah, exactly. She was at Jimmy Fallon for a while. So she brought Ben down a year ago, and we've kept in touch ever since. And so I contacted him this summer and said, hey, if you've got some free time, we can bring you down. We can figure out, you know, how to get you paid. And he was gracious enough to come down and spend the weekend with us, basically. We did a show at the Midnight Suggestion, and he was awesome, and mostly off the cuff and some stuff he used. He had some Twitter jokes and some stuff in his phone, but he really kind of free-formed a set and Said it was a really great experience.
I served food to him, too.
Oh, nice.
Serving a lot of food.
Yeah. He takes a lot of plates, too.
Yeah, I carry a lot of plates around. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ben, I really wanted to make that show because I looked him up. I've been stalking Midnight Suggestion, just so you know now, admittedly.
So that was you.
That was me. That was me. Did you get, you got the flowers, right?
Yeah, okay, Facebook good. Makes stalking so easy.
And fun.
I get to see pictures of you and from your prom in 08.
He has this comedy style that I love. It's so uncomfortable and awkward.
Thanks.
Like, not you. Well, you too. Now, is he always like that, or is that like his bit? Because I saw a video where he was like talking about marrying a girl. Right. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah.
And then I saw his appearance on Jimmy Fallon, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it really, really well. This guy's hysterical. Is he always like that, or is that just kind of like part of his, you know, his bits or his character?
Well, he did that show. He did two shows. He did the Midnight Suggestion, and then the next day he did a show at Cafe Diem. And both, I didn't go to the show at Cafe Diem, but apparently it was really good. The show at Midnight Suggestion was awesome. He seemed very comfortable, just like as a member of the audience, like watching him. Like it seemed like this is legitimately who he is. Like he was a little weird,
yeah,
but he's very fun, very down to earth.
You mentioned the web series that he did with some friends. I think it's called the Newark Times Wedding Connection or something like that, where he plays a serial killer. I don't think he's a serial killer.
He was very real. I got to tell you, he was a very good actor.
He definitely, I mean, we, in hanging out with him, going out to dinner, breakfast after, he is constantly in that mindset. He is coming up with jokes nonstop. He'll stop in the middle of a meal and tweet a one-liner. So he's definitely what you see on stage is at least what he puts out there. So I assume that's how he is all the time.
He was the first. He has this very like unique original feel to him. And after I watched the Newark Times thing, I looked up some YouTube stuff of him on Jimmy Fallon. I think it was Jimmy Fallon. And he was holding his joke book while he was doing it. Mm-hmm. It's something that I've never really seen somebody do when they're on TV, you know. So I realized that it was like part of – it felt like it was part of his character. But he said one of the funniest things, and I don't remember it, a joke about a girlfriend that he had. I don't know if you guys had ever heard it, but it was definitely one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard. So he's a very talented guy, very unique style, it seems. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for sure.
And who are you guys, as far as the people that you've had on, what comedians are you, do you have your eyes set on, or is that top secret information?
Well, we'd love to get Dana Carvey, so if anyone out there knows Dana Carvey, bring him on down to the Midnight Suggestion.
That would be awesome.
Now, there's a bunch of people out of New York, or maybe they're out of L.A., but the great thing about the internet, it's really kind of connected comedy nerd fans like myself or like ourselves with comedians who are really, you know, I think the DIY aesthetic has really transformed the way a lot of comedians are making their living. And so there's a lot of guys out there on Twitter who you can really, as Mark was describing, you can really just contact someone and say, hey, I've got this thing. We've got this show we're trying to do. And a lot of people will be receptive to that. So there's a guy named Kyle Kinane, who was originally from Chicago. He was played in punk bands. He talks about drinking PBR and has a beard. He'd fit in great in Richmond. We've been kind of talking to him a lot, trying to next time he has a tour through the Southeast, line up something with him. But yeah, there's just a lot of people out there.
There's always good Richmond comedians that are on the show. Like, I mean, there's a lot of comedians in Richmond that I think people should be interested in seeing, because there's a lot of really funny people out there, and people that are like, you know, the comedy scene in Richmond is, you know, kind of in its early infant stages, it seems like. And people are really trying to like make a name for themselves and doing well. And so I think like anyone that is going to be on the show probably would be pretty good. Would be,
yeah, for sure.
So especially if they're from Richmond.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song. And before we do, I'd like to invite anybody who might be listening, all one, two, or three of the people, to feel free to call in, and you can ask the guys from Midnight Suggestion anything. The first person to call in, you'll also get a free Radio Rubber Room t-shirt as well for calling in and taking part in this interview.
Experiment.
So the number is 804-798-1010. That's 804-798-1010. This is Andreas Santamaria with Bob Ross live on Radio Rubber Room.
Trees, moonlit, candlelight, candle bright, what a sight. Transparent bubbles and big different strums. I've got a hold on it, I've got my soul on it. Transparent bubbles, big different strums. I've got a hold on it, I've got my soul on it. Desperate place with that look on your face. Now I'm waiting for you to step out. Transparent bubbles and the different strokes. I've got a hold on it, I've got my soul on it. Transparent bubbles, different struggles. I've got a hold on it, I've got my soul on it.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
Oh, I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow two times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New from the scientist at Spoofco comes Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandal is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and you're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your man doll today at naked-jester.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Yes, welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. We've got Johnny Hugel and Nathan...
Plumber,
thank you, man.
Plumber.
So, Johnny does the Midnight Suggestions, and Nathan just kind of like hangs out to try to ride his coattails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of coats, too.
And now we've got Charles on the line. Are you there, Charles? Hello, Charles?
Oh, I think I need to push the button
first. Push. Hello, and now we have Charles on the line. Are you there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
So, Charles, where are you calling from?
From Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, excellent. And
Charlie.
Yeah, can we call you Chuck?
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Excellent. So, Chuck, Charlie. Do you know Midnight Suggestion?
No, I've never heard of him before. I was listening to what you guys were talking about. But
okay. How'd you find out about the show?
I was just flipping through the radio stations.
Oh, sweet.
Charlie, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Right now, I actually work on like computers and shit, servers.
No, you can't, Charlie. You can't drop the S bomb, dog.
Yeah, Charlie. So you're working on computers and servers. You also are an amateur animator, would you say?
Yeah, like trying to get the word out, like all my cartoons and stuff that I put on the internet, you know.
Hey, I'll put the word out for you if you hack some websites for me.
Yeah, I actually have a website that I made for my stuff. It's SirHenryStudios.com.
Okay, cool. Are they funny? Are they violent? What kind of comics do you do or animations?
I guess it's kind of mixed. This one that I've been working on recently
that laugh sounds like they're sexual.
Yeah.
That
right.
Laugh said that they were sexual.
No, he just stole like $100,000.
No.
He thought of a joke he heard.
No, it's like this one that I was working on recently. It's I guess a retelling of the Goldilocks story, except Goldilocks doesn't really make it out of the house alive, you know?
Who?
No, wait, I don't know that story. Please explain.
So, cool, Charlie. And you would like a Radio Rubber Room t-shirt, correct?
Of course.
Awesome. I'll give that to you if you will come down to Cafe Diem this coming Wednesday. I've got a shirt there with your name on it. So,
is Charlie old enough to drink?
Yeah, I'm old enough, man. I actually just turned 21.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I could smell it. I could smell the booze coming through the microphone, dog.
Yeah, come down Wednesday from 9 until 1. Anytime in between there, come down there, and we'll have a beverage together as well.
All right, so what day is that now?
It's going to be Wednesday from 9 until 1 a.m.
All right, yeah, sounds good, man.
All right, we'll see you there, Charlie, man. I'll be the guy with the expanding belly.
I'll have a cape.
I'll be the horizontally challenged bald guy.
Tell your friends. If you don't have friends, tell your parents. If your parents don't like you, sorry.
All right, Charlie, man. Thanks for calling in, man. I hope you keep listening, dude.
No problem, man.
Thanks, Charlie.
Later.
Charlie.
Later.
Wow, that's like the only time that's ever happened.
That was so cool.
That was a legend right there.
That was so fun.
All right, cool, man. Midnight Suggestion. Now, you were telling me originally that the guys from Steady Sounds came to you and said that they wanted to do it, but they asked somebody else. They didn't ask you to kind of spearhead it?
Well, yeah, they contacted Grant Mudge. That was a connection that they had already made.
And Grant Mudge is like Richmond's Don Rickles, right?
Yeah.
Good one.
He would like to be remembered that way, but not nearly as funny.
Does he drop mics while he's talking?
Kind of a...
Not intentionally.
Don Rickles meets Dean Martin, like the love child of Don Rickles and Dean Martin.
He's not nearly as lovable either.
No, that's true.
That's very true.
So yeah, Grant was involved as the host, but they really, he's terrible at business and talking to people in public. So they had me kind of take charge in booking the acts and booking the musical acts and anything else that goes along with it, bringing the cupcakes. So
where do you get your cupcakes from?
Kroger, if I can give nice. A plug.
Yeah,
them.
Absolutely.
The trash. The trash.
Kroger's.
I do a lot of dumpster diving to the trash.
We've also sometimes you may find pizza there. You may find.
That's where I do my shopping.
Yeah.
The dumpster.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question for Sean. Now I want to know what records you were purchasing at Steady Sounds when you heard about Midnight Suggestion.
Bette Midler's entire discography.
Yes,
I had to have it.
how many records is that?
He actually has 47. Triples. Wow. Yeah, you have triples of everyone.
Every awesome. Bette Midler record, I have at least two or three. A listening, a looking, and a
one in storage in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's buried under 44 miles of ice.
Uh-huh. What other records would you have been purchasing? Do you think?
Any Christmas albums from the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Those are really? The best. Mm-hmm. Anything by Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yep. Chipmunks Christmas album. I mean, yeah, put the two together. It's great.
And the Supremes.
Yeah, shout okay, out. Great.
Nice.
I can't tell if that's a joke or not.
It's, you know, it is what it is. Right. Mysterious. I can't let all my secrets go.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, if people are listening and have not been to Steady Sounds, it's a really cool, hip shop.
That's
to be
awesome.
In.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, obviously, you guys said that there were some capacity issues, like the place, more people want to come upstairs than they can.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you thought about any creative ways to kind of like accommodate people who still want to watch the show but can't be up there? Maybe like a web?
Well,
broadcast?
I'm trying to invent some sort of like hovering system, like kind of anti-gravity type thing. But I don't know. That's not really working out.
As we described, Nathan has nothing to do with the Midnight Suggestion. Not seriously. We have had Grant Mudge was once on vacation to Aruba, and we Skyped him in, and he performed from Aruba. It was a great experience. Everyone loved
That's
it.
That's cool.
So we have played a little bit with using technology. Grant Mudge also wants to host from the bus stop in front of Steady Sounds.
That's awesome.
which we may do idea. Maybe once it warms up a little bit. But yeah, we may be able to figure out a way to get this on the web, webcast it, simulcast it, Dreamcast it, anything else?
Oh, Dreamcast
Dreamcatchers?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Get some Dreamcatchers.
Some Dreamcatchers. That sounds great.
Yeah, we may be able to, if anyone else out there on the internet ever wanted to watch this, we may figure out a way to broadcast it to them.
I mean,
also, I should note that Silver Persinger has videotaped almost every single one that we've had. And so he's been great in archiving our sets. He does a lot of stuff at Cafe Diem and McCormick's Comedy Night as well.
Yeah.
So if you just Google Silver, it'll be the first thing that comes up, I assume.
Just
not,
silver?
Not, just silver.
Like, not like
yeah,
jewelry?
Just silver.
Not
and
jewelry?
You'll find, you'll come right to his Vimeo page.
It's really? Hard to believe.
But yeah, he has archived almost every show that we've done and a lot of other great comedy shows and music shows he also covers. So we have them in that form.
So yeah. On Vimeo, I can watch all four or five of the Midnight Suggestion shows entirely.
Almost all of them.
Okay.
He was out of town once, and we docked his pay for that.
Ooh.
And I think there was one where I'm not sure. I think he missed another one or something like that.
Silver has a lot of comedy videos. Like he, I mean, yeah, like every Cafe Diem open mic, he tapes that. Or almost everyone that he's at McCormick's, mm-hmm. And so he's a lot of places. But there's a lot of footage on there.
So when is the next Midnight Suggestion?
That's a great question.
The ultimate question.
Is it at midnight?
It's the only good question.
Is not
the Midnight Suggestion
ever.
Has not yet been at midnight ever. It may one day.
Uh-huh.
We'll withhold that.
So
the
like
next one, we're gonna do a spooky one for Halloween.
Awesome.
October 27th, Thursday.
Which is cool because the 28th at Gallery 5, RCC is doing their RCC Must Die.
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh, right, so.
So I'd like to keep the rest of it under wraps to build the suspense.
Cool.
Can't give away too much. But yeah, we're trying to do something on Thursday the 27th.
Will you promise to let us know so we can talk about it? So Charles will be there.
Yeah, I think I can promise that.
Just okay, stand there for 24 hours.
I can guarantee Charles might be listening.
Okay.
When we talk about it.
So unless Charlie, he started flipping channels again. And
Charlie, listening to him. He lost interest. He got his name out there. That's all Charlie wanted.
And he plugged his website. That's cool, man. Hey, Charlie, if you're still listening, man, you can call back every week and plug your website.
We haven't plugged our website.
Let's do it,
What's a website? Plug
it.
Well, you can find the Midnight Suggestion on Facebook. I don't know if anyone's heard of this site, but if you go to facebook.com, you can set up a profile and put your pictures up there.
You can check me out on MySpace.
You can check Nathan out on MySpace.
Now, is that anything like Elbow Book? Because that's what I usually use.
Elbow Book. That's a little more obscure, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool if you're into like elbows, if you have like an elbow fetish like me, you know, and you kind of like to be an elbow fetish, then
elbows,
Elbow Book is for you.
Elbows,
exactly.
Like, I'm more into the weenus. I'm just obsessed with my own weenus. Just tug on
your
it all
weenus.
Day. You know, I make videos of me tugging on my weenus, and then I tug my weenus.
No one else can see what he's referring to as his weenus.
Yeah.
Well, that's the medical term of the weenus.
Yeah.
You don't really know.
Is there a weenus book?
Weenus.
I feel like that's a good way to meet chicks. Like,
vagina.
Weenus book.
Is that a good way to meet chicks?
I don't know.
I would say it's probably not.
I don't
You're
know.
You're no weenus expert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have no idea how to meet chicks. Every way I've tried is not
no hit, Dan. Just
saying. Cool. So, do you guys have your own personal like YouTube page, Vimeo page, anything like that?
No, dude. Nathan has a very popular YouTube page. You may want to check it out.
I do have a YouTube page I made years ago, and I was like, I'm going to do this comedy stuff, and I'm going to try to make my own videos and see how it goes. And I made some of my own videos and, you know, whatever. I actually took a stand-up comedy class. This is how it started. I took a stand-up comedy class with Steve Moore, who is a stand-up comedian, most known for writing for Roseanne for a long time. And then he had a show, like a special on HBO, like in the late 80s, where he makes a lot of jokes. Is right kind of at the height of when HIV was first becoming a pretty prevalent topic in our society. And he was diagnosed as being HIV positive. And so a lot of his comedy in that special is related to that. And it's really like classy and funny, and he's really good at one-liners. He's a great teacher. But he taught this awesome class, and I hope that he still does it. And I haven't talked to him in a while, but if you're interested in comedy, people, look him up, Steve Moore. They taped our graduation, and I put that online. So the YouTube channel that I have starts with that, and it's kind of a progression of, like, me getting into myself and how I can entertain myself. So ultimately what I'm saying is the videos aren't going to be enjoyed by anyone but me.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, and people who flame his comments.
Right, exactly.
That's a lot of this.
Ah, so good. That's, like, it's actually kind of the experiment is, like, you put a really crappy video out and see how people respond to it, and that is really entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's great.
Well, I mean, good and bad is a philosophical paradigm anyways. It's all based on personal perception.
Right.
So what all these people who are responding to it, at least you're getting a response. I mean,
yeah.
It really doesn't fit into a good or bad category except for each individual's classification of it. So it's not that it's good or it's bad, but it's getting people responding to it, which nobody even responds to my stuff. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we also have Strange Bedfellows is the web series that we mentioned earlier. There's a Tumblr for that. There's a Facebook page for that. There is a Funny or Die page for that. But if you put Strange Bedfellows into your Facebook search bar or on Google, it should show up.
Google
that.
Which is hysterical, and you guys have only done one video.
We've released one so far. We've got two more coming, one within the next 2 weeks. I promised people. And then also the Midnight Suggestion, you can similarly put that on Facebook, search for that, and you will find that our show is roughly monthly at Steady Sounds in Richmond.
Cool. cool. Well, I know I will be at the show on the 27th. Most definitely. I am bummed that I haven't been able to get there till now. I feel like I failed you guys on the show. Like I could have done so much better if I would have just came to a midnight suggestion show. So I'm sorry.
That's what we came here for. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there will be plenty more in the future, and you can go to those. I mean, the future is bright here, and I'm going to be there kind of drunk and like just hanging out.
Do people bring their own drinks?
No. You cannot bring your own drinks. You can get drunk. I mean, you can put the drinks in your stomach and bring them in that way.
Yeah.
Smuggle them in.
Right.
Don't leave them there.
What about like a Camelback that I filled with?
Yeah. That's how the kids do it, right?
Yeah.
That and like feminine hygiene products. Right?
Oh, put them in. Yeah. They're like, why are you drinking out of Vagisil? Like,
right. Yeah. That's
I have
what
a
they
fungal
do.
Infection in my stomach.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Just leave me alone, dude.
I use the malt liquor patch.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I get hammered.
Cool. So, you've plugged the websites. We've talked a little bit about Steady Sounds, but what we have not told people is the address. So we're going to take a really brief second. If you're listening, grab a pen, grab some paper, grab your smartphone, and we're going to tell you how to find Steady Sounds.
I hope you can do that.
You know the address?
I know that it's two blocks.
It's on Broad Street
of Belvedere.
It is.
Right,
yeah. It's like Market or Meadow or something.
No, not Meadow. If you see the fifth tree on Broad Street, go down two more. It's across from Nick's Delicatessen. Yeah, that is true.
There's an orange awning.
That is true. Yes. Yep. Steady Sounds. It's very easy to find. Monroe. It is at the crossroads of Broad Street and Monroe.
Start with an M.
On the northeast.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. It's right at the corner too, and it's a cool spot. And the 27th will be a good time for people who haven't been there to come out and check it out and have some fun. And I mean, even if they can't get upstairs because it's packed, which it probably will be, can they hear everything going on from downstairs?
Yes, certainly. Yeah. We have a PA, but it's a small enough space, and the ceilings are low, and the acoustics are great. And so, yeah, you can hear everything from downstairs.
Have you guys had any prop comics? Because I'm not good at comedy, but I was thinking about, I mean, Carrot Top has made a career out of props, and I think I could, like, glue some, like, really obscure things together.
Yeah.
And can I be your, like,
prop? I would love to have a prop comic.
Yes.
We've been looking for a prop comic, we've been looking for a magician, and we've been looking for a clown. So if you fit any of those three things, please come.
Could I do all three of them at once?
That may be a little bit overboard.
I'm just going to pose this question to you. Ultimately, you need to think about this. Do you want to be Richmond's number one prop comic or Richmond's number two prop comic?
You may have some competition there
as
well.
Who are you calling me?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, which would you feel more comfortable as a ranking? So don't just do like, you know, oh, I got this thing, and then like it's really like lackluster. You got really – prop comedy is at a wicked level right now.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? You guys are looking for a Richmond prop comic. There's none. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm number one, baby. I am number one.
Make it great.
I've glued a can of PBR and a can of Budweiser together.
Yeah. With peanut butter.
Joke? Don't know. I don't know.
But that's good. That's a good premise. I like it.
Cool, man. Well, I thank you guys so much for coming on and hanging out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And do you want to say anything before we leave?
I have another thing to plug if
sure.
I could.
Go ahead.
On Tuesday, Broke Ass Stewart, he has a show on IFC called Broke Ass Stewart. Broke Ass Adventures or something. I'm sorry. Yeah, Stuart, please.
Is he from here?
He's from Oakland, but he had this travel show where he goes around and shows you how to live life to your fullest while being cheap as anything.
Cool.
So he is coming to the New York Deli Tuesday the 18th. That is at 8 p.m. And so he's coming. He's going to read from his book, and then there's going to be a dance party.
Oh, cool. And are you guys involved with that?
Yeah, that's just one of the many things I do is booking events and
everyone
messing up
ends in a dance party.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, great.
Cool.
Great
so
idea.
That's this Monday.
That's this Tuesday.
Oh, this Tuesday.
The
All right.
18th, yes.
I will. You guys are spreading me thin, but I'll be there. So.
You guys, Derek, do you have any questions?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Can I make a plug real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
If you're interested, you're in Richmond, you want to be involved in stuff and you like thinking things are funny, you should check out a lot of the open mic nights. Don't think that the Funny Bone is the only place that has comedy. There's McCormick's, you know, Cafe Diem, Fallout, they all do open mic nights. There's tons of other places too.
Cool. Yeah, check it out. Support your local comedy scene.
Yeah.
And we are out.
Oh, I've seen them.
That's an addiction, man. I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's
is gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now, 102.9 FM. WHAN.